रामाय रामभद्राय रामचन्द्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. अरण्यकांड चैप्टर नंबर 15 द कॉटेज. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. रामा सीता एंड लक्ष्मणा रीच्ड पंचवटी. Lakshmana was, as it were, dedicated by his mother Sumitra to the service of his older brother and was blessed with the necessary devotion and capacity. The hero rejoiced to see that the time and place were quite favorable to begin his work. At this time, Rama said to Lakshmana, "This is the place selected for us by the Maharishi. This is Panchavati, thick with flower crescent trees. You have lived in the forest long enough to choose a likely site for a cottage. Sita would prefer it to be among trees ever crowned with lovely flowers. I would like it to be even and carpeted with soft sand, as I am somewhat particular about my bed. Further, sacrificial fuel, flowers, kusha grass and water should be within easy reach. We look to you for everything, dear Lakshmana. So please find us a place that would suit us all." Lakshmana would not brook his brother's words that made much of the comforts of his unworthy self. He approached him through Sita and said, "Lord, you are the master and I am but your slave. Your level and nature are something apart. Joyful service is mine forever. And this, not alone when you are in this world of glory on high, but also when you come down in mortal guise. It would be more natural and kinder to me if you ordered me to select a spot that would suit yourself and Sita. I am all unworthy of being taken into consideration. Hence, I pray you choose yourself a likely spot and give me my orders." Pleased therewith, Rama pitched upon a place suitable in every way and linking his arm within that of Lakshmana out of love that filled his heart, said, "Dear boy, this spot is level, lovely and graced with trees of beautiful foliage. Please raise a humble cottage here. Pools of water carpeted with blown lotuses of sweet fragrance meet the eye everywhere, and the Godavari flows hard by, even as Agastya described it to us. Its banks hit by bright trees. Swans, herons and other waterfowl float on its waters. It is neither too near nor too distant from the hills. Herds of deer roam fearlessly. Peacocks send forth sweet cries. Lovely caves meet the eye here and there, while flower-laden trees hide them from view, as it were. Veins of gold, silver, copper, and other metals cover the hills like windows and give us the idea of large elephants painted with cunningly arranged shades of color. Palm, date, jack, mango, ashoka, champaka, sandal, orange, mahogany, cotton, and numerous other trees of strange shape and foliage flourish here in luxuriance. Holy is the spot and pure, teeming with birds and beasts. Let us spend our happy days here in the company of our friend Jatayu." It did not take long for Lakshmana to raise a spacious cottage here. The walls were of earth and the pillars were fashioned of bamboos. Rafters and cross trees were skillfully laid, thickly covered with leafy boughs, firmly secured with strips of bark. Reeds, kusha grass and leaves were laid over them while the floor was raised firm and smooth. He purified himself by a bath in the Godavari, gathered fruits and flowers, performed the religious rites that precede the occupation of a house, and led Rama to the place. Verily, it was a sight to delight the hearts of the young couple. "My dear boy," cried Rama, "a wonderful structure this, and charming. Words are too poor to express my feeling of pleasure and satisfaction. I grieve that I have not the wherewithal to recognize your services as I would, yet let me clasp you to my breast in supreme love as a slight earnest of it. True, it was in my thoughts to fashion a place where I could be alone with Sita, but I never gave expression to it. Yet, here you have divined it somehow and put it into execution. Dasharatha spent long centuries of childlessness before he saw our faces. Hence you put up this cottage with due considerations of favorable planetary aspects, that we might spend happy days in it. A prince like myself, you utterly effaced yourself and would look but to my comforts in this. My happiness was his sole reward. The son, Putra, is so named because he saves the father from hell or put. Now, a father knows no hell more terrible than leave a wish of mine ungratified. You have saved him from that hell in that you leave me nothing to desire. I am sure he has deputed you to take his place and fulfill my lightest desire. My sire is not dead, for you are he. Through you he pursues his pleasant task of spoiling me by overindulgence. They lived there a while in happiness and quiet, his brother and wife serving him with love and devotion. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunabdhe Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.